You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Insecure attachment styles. There are three types within the insecure. So we've put secure aside. The insecure have three types. One is called anxious attached. Anxious attached. By and large, a lot of women fall into this category. Anxious attached are people who deep down fear abandonment. They have an abandonment wound. That's the core wound. Basically, someone in their life early on abandoned them physically or emotionally. Got it? And that then develops into an anxious attachment style. These are the people who are always worried that someone is mad at them. Are you mad at me? Did I do something? Are you okay? Is everything okay? They're very anxious in the way that they attach. They're more cling more. They chase more. These are people who some might called needier, right? That's the anxious attachment style. They're very worried about disconnection or abandonment. They always want to be close, right? And they're very anxious about this. They're very preoccupied with this, okay? There's another insecure attachment style called avoidant. Now, avoidant is the opposite. Avoidants don't want to get close. Avoidants are actually very uncomfortable with intimacy. They want distance. They want their own space. Now, is any of this sounding like one is attracting the other? I just love the way that works. But that's what happens. And usually one is the woman and one is the man. But this is how it happens. Why? How did a person become anxiously attached? We said there was an abandonment wound. Somebody abandoned them, either emotionally or physically, so they're afraid, they're terrified of disconnection. They're terrified of distance because you might leave me. You might not approve of me. You might realize that you don't want to be with me. You might realize that I'm not good enough or that I'm too much. It's very interesting because a lot of women have this deep fear of being too much. And we hear it all the time. You're too sensitive. You're too much. You're too dramatic. You demand too much. But usually you hear that from someone who's dismissive and avoidant. Because for them, they had a different wound. By the way, don't think that they're healthy and you're not. You both have just different types of insecure attachment styles. You understand? The difference is that you want connection and you fear loss and you fear.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Your distance and you fear abandonment, whereas for them, they fear closeness. actually fear closeness. In a sense, they don't know what to do with emotion. They're like scared of emotion. For them, emotion is the lion that triggers them. You understand? They actually don't feel safe with emotion. So if you're crying in front of them, they are literally being triggered into their stress response. They are seeing a lion. What do I do? You know, they're panicking. You have to understand, their body's going into fight or flight because you're crying, because you're showing an emotion. Whoa, I don't know. I was never taught what to do with this. I was never taught what to do with my emotions, let alone yours. You think if someone doesn't know what to do with their own emotions, they're going to know what to do with yours? The answer is no. If they don't know what to do with their own, if they don't even know what they feel because it's so buried. And don't think that men don't have emotions. This is like this weird myth that we have. Men have tons of emotions. In fact, they're all built up and stored in there. And that cheesecake is not even cheesecake anymore. It is poison. But they just don't know what to do with it. And so it's all locked down. It's all pushed down. So what happens is that when someone is showing emotion in front of them, they panic, they go into fight or flight. Now, what are they going to do in response? Well, a dismissive avoidant is going to avoid. It's going to run away. It's going to shut it down. It's going to say, you're overreacting. Has anyone ever heard that one? Anyone? You're overreacting. You're too sensitive. You're making a big deal out of nothing. I want you to understand that this isn't true. You're not making a big deal out of nothing. An emotion is a real thing. If you're feeling it, it's real. The problem is that when the person you're speaking to is not comfortable with emotion, the only way they know how to deal with that panic is to make it go away. Just the way they make their own emotions go away, they want to make it go away in you too. How? By convincing you that it's not really there. Does that work? Tell me how well that works. Does that make you feel better? Anyone? Has anyone ever felt better because someone told them that they shouldn't feel a certain way? You probably get more upset. So the interesting irony of this is that avoidance attract anxious, and anxious attract avoidance.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.